This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Thelma Burkett, last name B-U-R-K-E-T-T, Thelma's T-H-E-L-M-A. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was November 20, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Burkett is a 90-year-old female who came from Hurley, period. New paragraph chief complaint. She had a fall. At the time of admission, which was on the 18th of November, and she had a fall 2 weeks before that period. There was some right lower leg pain and swelling, period. She needed help getting up, period. New line, she is known to have arthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus type 2, and she has been having increasing falls, period. There's right lower extremity pain, period. Her family was concerned about hoarding also, period. She had cellulitis in the past in the right lower extremity, period. And one fall, she fell on her buttocks, period. It occurred after the house alarm went off accidentally, period. She does normally walk with a cane, period. She was going to be petitioned by her PCP due to several gas leaks in the house and her inability to care for herself and frequent falls, as well as threatening to kill herself if forcefully removed, period. She has Valley Area Agency of Aging Services at home and wouldn't allow anyone in the home to assist her, period. She denied pain in the hospital. To me, she denied significant pain, period. She does admit to having the falls, though, period. In the hospital, there's also concerns for urinary tract infection, and she was treated with IV ceftriaxone, period. She was here for a rehab, period. She hopes to be able to go home, but it's questionable. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, denies fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earache, sore throat, or hoarseness for major hearing problems. Respiratory denies dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or incontinence or frequency. Musculoskeletal, some back pain. No other major joint pains. Skin, no rash or itch or abrasions. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, numbness, or seizures. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no excessive thirst, and no heat or cold intolerance. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding or lymphadenopathy. Allergic and immunologic, no itching and no swelling. Comparing of pathology, cystitis, altered mental status, osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hiatal hernia, hypertension, hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus type 2. New paragraph, surgical history, she had a total knee arthroplasties bilaterally, sinus surgery, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, hemorrhoid surgery, appendectomy. Social history, she never smoked, no alcohol excess. Family history, her mother had a deep vein thrombosis and also had diabetes mellitus, and she said she died at 34, period. Her father had cardiovascular disease. New paragraph, medications. Lactobacillus, one capsule daily. Levothyroxine, 175 micrograms daily. Aricept, 10 milligrams daily. Lipitor, 20 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 325 milligrams daily. Ammonium lactate, 10% topically daily. Remaltian, 8 milligrams daily. Miralax, 17 grams daily. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams. As needed.
She's got a shower.
Nah, she just already overstimulated.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thanks, guys.
Nobelag to scale, and the acetaminophen is 650 milligrams every 6 hours. PRN. Allergies an unknown. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 150 over 59. Temperature 97.9. Pulse 81. The spite rate 18. Blood sugar was 157. O2 saturation 97%. Weight 142 pounds. Head and neck exam. Pupil decline reactive to light. Eyelid and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements normal. Ears normal inspection. Hearing was intact. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple. No mass. No palpable fibromegaly. No jugular venous distension. Lungs clear. Percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal S1-S2. No gout. No murmur. No significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, no flank tenderness, musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's thickening of the knees and scars from bilateral knee replacements, no cyanosis. Skin was intact, dormant, dry without major lesions. Mental status, she was oriented, period. In time, she could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season, period. In place, she knew the place, city, state, and county, but forgot the floor she was on. Affect was normal, and she seemed calm. CNS cranial is normal, sensation is intact. The plantar responses were downgoing bilaterally. An assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Burkett has debility and severe osteoarthritis of the cervical spine. And severe bilateral hip arthropathy. Period. There are no acute intracranial process on CT of the head, period. New paragraph. She's here for OT and PT. Two, she had acute cystitis with Enterococcus calus. And she was changed with the treatment from ceftriaxone to ampicillin, period. She has no symptoms now, period. Three, she had acute kidney injury, which was treated, period. Four, she has diabetes mellitus type 2, and for now is on a scale and will watch her sugars, period. Four, she has hypothyroidism. And will continue to live with thyroxine, 175 micrograms daily, period. Six, there may be mild dementia, and she's on donepezil, 10 milligrams daily, period. For insomnia, she's on Remaltian, 8 milligrams daily, period. She's on Miralax for constipation, period. She can have Tylenol, period, for pain, period. She seems to have some behavior problems, and that she would not let anyone help me, and that it didn't seem safe for her to be at her home, period. I'll follow her at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.